I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Extension when you can this summer, if possible?
No, I mean, obviously I'm going to talk to Kyle and have a conversation with him, but we'll see. I think it's something that have conversations with him about.
Rob, you still believe Sidney Crosby will remain a Penguin for life?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, there's nothing to see here. He wasn't asked directly that question. When he's asked directly that question, as I did before the deadline, specifically about, you know, whether the Jake Gensel trade would have any impact, he said very plainly at each turn, I've always said that. That's what I'm going to do.
I've always said I want to be a Penguin for life. That's what I'm going to do. Just to add context to Rob Rossi, who was kind enough to join us at 8 o'clock this morning. And an exhale from me. If Sidney Crosby would say, hey, Kyle, look, man, I don't want to sign an extension here. I'd like to be moved. I don't think we have a chance to win a cup. I would say, if I were Kyle Dubas, okay. Because I think he's earned that, Sidney Crosby. If he wants to play out the rest of his career here, he has earned the right to determine that. If he wants to go someplace else and chase another championship, a fourth championship, he has earned the right to do that. But I've been firm in this. I want to see Sidney Crosby, me, Adam Crowley, play out the rest of his career in a Pittsburgh Penguins sweater. And just hearing that from Rob, after reading what Rob did right prior to the trade deadline, just getting that reinforced with us this morning makes me go, okay. Because I think they can get back to the playoffs next year. And Crosby has said, if you get in, you got a chance. Yes. I hate the way that has to be framed now, because that was never his frame of reference before. It was just, we'll build a great team and we've got it. We've really got a chance. But I think with him, with this core, if Dubas pushes the right buttons, that they can be a playoff team and maybe even win a round next year. And that's what I want to see.
But you also think that Sullivan should be here.
Yeah.
So with everything you just said, now throw Sullivan in the mix and then where are you at? You think it could happen underneath him? If the roster's constructed the right way, I think it can.
Yeah, I think it can. I do. I do think that Mike Sullivan's a good coach. And I don't think his players have totally tuned him out, because if they had, they wouldn't have finished as strongly as they did down the stretch, right? Like, if you don't believe in what your coach is selling, they could have packed it in this year. Absolutely they could have. And they didn't. Almost to a man, they didn't pack it in. So they believe in him enough that they can turn it on. If your roster is better, and I'm thinking bottom six in particular, then you can get 5 or 6 more points over the course of the regular season and make the playoffs. Now, do I think it's more likely that they make the playoffs without Sullivan than with? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I mean, it's been 2 years. They've won a playoff series in 6 years. And for me, that's the goal anymore with this Crosby era. Can you find a way in, and can you at least capture our hearts, our minds, and our imagination, and have us believe that you can have one more special run in you? Rob said he doesn't think Sully's going anywhere. And you asked the question I thought perfectly, Doran. Do Sidney Crosby, Kyle Dubas, and the Fenway Sports Group, each of those entities believe in Mike Sullivan? And the answer from Rob was basically a resounding yes. Those three separate entities do believe in Sully. So he's not going to go anywhere. Now, Rob would add later on in the conversation that he could see Sullivan being the guy to start the year. And if they're not playing well, then they could turn to somebody else mid-season. And we've seen that be successful for the Penguins before. But the way I've always looked at that is, if you hire a guy that you think could be Sullivan's replacement, and you've got him as an assistant coach, was he really a head coaching candidate elsewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Was this a guy that was a head coaching candidate elsewhere, but wound up looking at as like a year or two away? Why did he wind up coming here as an assistant coach? If you fired Sullivan now, you'd have your pick of the litter from all the top prospective coaching candidates, and I think you'd find yourself with a better head coach.
Is that do you think that's a sexy job?
It's a hell of a question.
Do you think it's a sexy job? I mean, knowing where they're at, knowing their age. I mean, Sidney Crosby's always going to be enticing to coach. Malkin's always going to be enticing to coach. But do you think, like, for the assistants that will be out there that will put in for this job, like, do they think that they can make their next move of being a head coach by being underneath Sullivan, even if it's not in Pittsburgh? Like, even if Sullivan does get fired, but them going somewhere else and being that next head coach, because you know how that coaching tree
goes. That's a good question. Now, I'm going to try to answer it a couple different ways. I want your thoughts on it too. If you strike out as a potential head coaching candidate and you wind up on the bench next to Mike Sullivan, I think you've landed in a pretty good space, because if Rob's saying it, that there could be a chance they fired him next year, then I do believe that. And you would probably view it that way if you're an assistant coach. If Sully got fired and you're coming in, I don't know that it's the most desirable job. Like, if it's either I'm an assistant coach with a chance to take over once Sully is fired, that's then attractive, as opposed to going someplace else behind an established head coach that's not going somewhere. But if you've got to come in and be the guy starting at the beginning of next year in September and then in October, how short of a leash are you going to be on?
Right.
I think it was sexy for Dubas, because Dubas was charged with what? Keeping the window open, trying to win now, and then you're pretty much given insurances based on the length of that contract that you're gonna oversee the rebuild too. I doubt that a coach would be afforded the same.
No.
The same rope there, if you will. Like, if a coach comes in and for 2 years they don't make the playoffs, you're going to be gone.
Is Sullivan a part of the search, too?
He'll be a part of the search for the next assistant, yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't want him here, so
right.
It's kind of like I didn't want Mike Tomlin to hire the next offensive coordinator, and everyone
is he going to make the right decisions? Like, you could fire and have scapegoats all you want, and, mm-hmm. you know, Reardon's going to be one of those that we anticipate, but – you know, I mean, is he going to hire one of his buddies? I mean, we see it in sports all the time. Is mm-hmm. it going to be the right people to actually fix the thing, the issues, the power, the everything? Like, are they going to be the right people? And how do we feel about him being a decision maker in that process? We talk about with Mike Tomlin, like you said, like, I mean, take responsibilities away.
Yeah. Well, okay, so if Dubas does have, if in the back of his mind he thinks that next year he could fire Mike Sullivan, then you probably don't
right.
have Sully super involved. Like, hey, I'm Kyle Dubas. I'm the grand poobah of all things hockey operations here. And so I'm going to make the decision, Mike, and you're just going to have to get on board with it. I guess that's probably, mm-hmm. as we're talking this out, that's probably the way that it would go. The biggest reason why I don't want Mike Sullivan to be the head coach next year is because I think this team needs to play a different way to win. The power play, they didn't figure it out, but I still believe in the players that they have, that they can figure it out.
And do you not think that he is capable of playing the different way?
It is so correct, and it is so disheartening to me that the power play was an issue last year, it got worse this year, and they never were able to fix anything. And you add bunting in there, and there were times it looked better, but it's not like the percentage went up. They weren't able to fix it. 3-3 overtime, they sucked at, and they never practiced it the entire year. That is unforgivable to me. Fireable offenses, both of them. But I don't think that this is a team that when you've got... Crosby can play the way he's always played, fine. But when you've got Malkin, Letang, Carlson, all aging, and Letang has aged fairly like fine wine, okay, but you want to still be this speed-based outfit? I think the hope needs to be you play more of a defensive structure, boost the power play numbers with the stars that you do have, be more focused on scoring off the counterattack. And Mike Sullivan's not like that. He wants to push. And I just don't think that with what Kyle Dubas has on this roster and the difficulty he's going to have if he were even to try to move guys, I don't think you can overhaul it in one off season and get enough of the right guys in there to play the way that mm-hmm. Sullivan wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it. Now, the counter to that, the argument, the devil's advocate would be, well, when the young guys got in there, they played better. You know, fair enough, but the stars played better. Malkin played better, right? Letang played better, I thought, down the stretch, despite fighting nagging injuries. I think they've got to play a different way, and I don't think Mike Sullivan will ever change his stripes. He has altered his system mid-series before for a game here and there, but about halfway through this season, I think he could have altered everything, and he didn't. And I think he needs somebody that's going to come in here and want to play more of a defensive structure, because when the games, when they had leads in the third period, they blew them because they just kept playing the same way. He hadn't won a playoff series since 2018. I'll borrow a Starkey line. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's the goal?
Mm-hmm.
At bare minimum, you got to make the playoffs.
And that's the goal. I mean, that's the goal for Crosby. I mean, that's what I read. I mean, it's like, hey, we get in, we have a chance.
And so they fell short of that. Twice. Twice they fell short of what we all sort of took for granted. And then going back to 2018, they even won a first-round playoff series. Bill Belichick just got let go, basically. Like, that wasn't the mutual parting of the ways. You've got the owner calling other owners. Bob Kraft calling Arthur Smith said, you can't trust that guy. So they push a 6-time championship-winning coach out the door. And the Penguins are going to hang on to Mike Sullivan? For why? For what? What has he done for us lately? Nothing. But Rob says he'll be back, so I guess he'll be back.
Because 87 wants him back.
Mm-hmm.
What it comes down to.
Well, the only way that I'd be okay with it is if it were like a package deal. Like if, you move on from Sully, Crosby says he's going to walk out the door. Maybe they have fears of that. Like that's the only way I'd say, oh yeah, bring Sully back, because if not, you're losing Sid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Callis, you had something to say?
Who did you say Rob Kraft called?
Arthur Smith.
Blank.
You mean Artie Blank?
They've had two.
I was going to correct him, but I was like, he's on a roll. Let him go.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
You asked him again, and he was scoffing. He's Arthur Smith.
I said it twice. I doubled down on the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. Real quick, what a stupid thing. I mean, honestly, not from Kraft, but from Arthur Blank. Hey, Arthur Blank, who cares what Robert Kraft says? Your franchise sucks. That guy's won 6 Super Bowls. I don't care. Or, hey, Robert, shut up. I don't need it from you. I'm hiring the best coach of all time.
Mm.
Anyway, I digress. Coming up next, Paul Skeens shoved. When might we see him in Pittsburgh? And are you mad that he still only pitched 3 1/3 innings at most in AAA? 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a nice little announcement coming up
at
9:35. A special guest going to be joining us, one of our favorite events of the summer. I'll give a little hint. Last year, it might have been my favorite day of the summer, and a lot of beers were consumed, and you can consume beers near us, potentially with us, at some point later in the summer.
That was another, check mark on my list that I want to bet over you, because you bet me something that happened during this, and you didn't accomplish it, of course.
I didn't get enough opportunity, but we'll get into that coming up next. Okay. You know who's not getting enough opportunity in some people's eyes, Dorn? That's Paul Skeens. 3 1/3 innings last night at AAA Indianapolis. That means he got 10 outs, 8 of them by strikeout. He's got 27 Ks in 12 2/3 innings. His ERA is 0.00. And people are wondering, all right, what's the deal with this guy? When's he going to be up? I think I'm actually kind of happy with Pirates fans that they've been, I think mostly, and you can tell me if you think my read's right or wrong, Dorn, I think they've mostly been okay being patient waiting for this guy. I don't think that they'd be patient and want to deal with the Super 2 stuff, but service time manipulation, I think they're on board with. Keep him down there for a little bit, bring him up at some point in May. But I do think people are starting to wonder, okay, when's the next step going to happen? Because in terms of pitch count, he's been going up a little bit. You know what, 44, 45, into the 50s, and then 65 yesterday. But the innings, it stayed the same. 3, 3, 3 1/3, 3 1/3. I wanted to see him by May 1st. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's way too much building up still yet to do before they can get him up here by that point. I'm thinking mid to late May is looking more realistic.
I think it's hard to ignore and to get antsy and to want him up here whenever you have clips just surfacing and you actually get to see him, what he's doing. It's one thing looking at the box score and seeing that he had 8 Ks in 3 innings or whatever it is, but it's another thing to see, you know, a 6'5", you know, 250-pound pitching prospect that's 1-1 go out there and you hear it hit off the mitt.
Oh, my God.
And you see it come out of his hand. You're like, okay, like, we need to get this guy here right now. I do believe, and I think we got a tweet earlier, that I don't, like, it is definitely capped of pitches for him. And we had this discussion earlier. I think if he was, like, at 3 1/3 with 30 pitches, that he would have gotten to 65, and whether it was, like, 6 innings or 5 innings, it didn't matter. I don't think it's an innings thing for him. It's more of a pitch thing. And he had more pitches yesterday than Jared Jones did a couple days ago.
Well said, and that all makes a ton of sense to me. The part where I'm kind of lost is with – Jared Jones, they said he's going to be capped at 5 innings regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So he threw 59 pitches, 50 of them for strikes. I mean, it's historically good. Like, legitimately historically good, a guy that throw fewer than 60 pitches and have 80-plus percent of them be strikes just doesn't happen. It's rarely happened. It might never have happened. I have to go back and read Zangrilli's tweets here. For him, it was a 5 innings cap. For Skeens, they're going off pitch count. So explain that to me.
Well,
it doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm trying to make this make sense in my mind. I feel like it's like, okay, like, we need to win games, but at the same time, we need to develop you up in Major League Baseball for Jared Jones. So if Jared Jones, if it's an innings cap, it's like, you could throw as many pitches as you want because you're going to help us win. But at the end of the day, like, this is your cap. Like, and for Skeens, it's like, we need to ramp you up pitching wise in the wins and that. And it, like, we could get beat 11-0 in Indianapolis, and it doesn't matter. Like, with Jared Jones, it's like, okay, we're going to give you the 5 innings to help us get into position to win a baseball game. Doesn't matter how many pitches you throw, because we know that you could throw, you have stuff, and you could help us win. and we're going to get you out because we don't expose you too much, but you're going to help us win, and wins matter. I feel like with Skeens, if this is making sense, I'm trying to work through my mind right now, with Skeens, wins and none of that stuff matters. It's all about just how many pitches can we ramp you up.
Well, in that case, then there are two things I need to still see from Paul Skeens. Now, point well taken. Then that means there's two things I got to see. One, you hate to nitpick. People are going to jump on me as a Pirates apologist here. He needs to be a little bit more efficient. Just a little bit more efficient, because that's what we saw from Jones. I mean, that is pure, unadulterated efficiency, baby.
Efficiency in what way? Like different pitches or like what?
Well, I would just say he gets through three and a third throwing 65 pitches. I'd like that count to come down a little bit. And he's a strikeout pitcher. I understand that. That's going to naturally push the pitch count up. And I do not want to be the guy that is. I mean, people are going to yell at, oh, you want to make Paul Skeens a pitch to contact guy. I would just say he needs to be a little bit more efficient, just a little bit more. When you're looking at Jared Jones going 60 through 5, and you're looking at Skeens going 65 through 3 and a third versus a lineup that's not going to be as good as the New York Mets. The other thing is, before he comes up, we're going to need to see Paul Skeens go a second and third time through an order. Hey, look at Jared Jones's numbers. Jared Jones, when you go to the third time through an order, hitters are hitting 296. With an OPS of 830-something. When it's the first two times through the order, guys ain't touching him. That's real with every pitcher in Major League Baseball that's a starter. That's going to happen. I want to see Paul Skeens be afforded the opportunity to do that at AAA. He walks a guy on four pitches in the fourth inning. So he goes three and a third. The final batter he pitches to, he walked on four pitches and they yanked him out. I'd like to see him pitch through it a little bit more. If you're going to build him up to get him up here, at any point where it's not going to piss Pirate fans off.
Does that really matter with the talent level being such a big gap? Like, the talent level that he's going to face if he does go through the order three times is going to be so different in AAA that does it really matter if he...
Well, it does for me because my assumption is it's going to look the same and that he's going to dominate second and third time through the order. But I now know what he's going to do against a lineup going through once and a quarter times.
Mm-hmm. You just want to see it.
I just want to see it. Like, we know what he's... His next start, if he goes three and a third, he's going to strike out nine guys or 10 guys or eight guys. Like, that's what's going to happen. We know this. All right, now they get a beat on him. Maybe. Let's see what that looks like. Okay, how about a third time? Let's see what that looks like. You're not going to see him come up here until he's done that a few times, whether it's because he needs to go through five innings or because they want to see the same thing I want to see. It's really, you know, it's the same thing, frankly. I would like next time out, okay, if it was 65 pitches this time, can it be 80 next time? Can you give him more of a shot to get through a lineup a little bit further? Can you give him a shot to go through four? Can you give him a shot to go through five? Because we keep getting texts and tweets and calls and people. Piggyback him with Jared Jones. No, no, I hate that. Spread out the goodness. I want both guys in my rotation going at least five innings every time. So two-fifths of my rotation is dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get there by piggybacking. You're not. It just doesn't work. Maybe go to a six-man rotation. That could be a compromise. I just wish there was a little bit more consistency with the way they looked at Jones and the way they look at Skeens. All right, coming up next, we've got a great guest to tell you about an awesome event that's upcoming this summer. We'll do that when we return. We got Social Media's Biggest Loser later in the hour, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have an awesome event we're about to talk about here. We'll announce it. We'll talk about it. It was great last year. It's been great since its inception. And joining us to talk about that is Tony Busilli from the Wild Things. He's putting together the roster there. He has put together the roster for the Wild Things. Going to make the playoffs this year. That's my prediction. And you also worked in the Texas Rangers front office.
Yep.
And so before we get into announcing this awesome event, which we are excited to talk about, you got some theories on arm injuries here. As a guy who scouted for the Rangers, Give us your theory, because we'll take any and all theories about these things.
I mean,
I would suggest moving the microphone just a smidge closer.
A little bit closer.
There you go, yeah. Yeah. And he moved his body. He didn't move the mic. He just leans forward.
You know, yeah, we're easy that way. I mean, I look at it, being in the system, being behind those closed doors, kind of seeing those conversations of how they evaluate these guys on a day-to-day basis. A lot of it is just let them get out of their own way. Let them go out. Let them utilize their own stuff. Let them do what works best for them. And what works for one guy doesn't work for another. There's examples and stories that I've been in there with guys who are fourth rounders that the guy was throwing 96, 97 every day and getting strikeouts in the minor leagues in high A ball with the Rangers. And pitching coordinator comes in and says, all right, today I want you to get two-thirds of your strikeouts. I want them on breaking balls today. And the kid he had a sub-3 ERA at the time, and he goes out there and he gives up 6 runs. Mm. Just because of the change of philosophy that a pitching coordinator or one of those baseball pitching science guys come in and try to tweak. Just let these guys be themselves. What works for the example we were talking at break, what works for Jarrett Jones might not work for Skeens, might not work for Bailey Falter. These guys they're training their bodies a different way. They're different body types. Their arms are scientifically, they're all different. So thinking that one model works for everybody is kind of a broken philosophy. I understand the science. I understand the money behind all these decisions. It's the same way with hitters. The amount of times I've been in meetings at that level and they say, you need to add a leg kick like this guy, or you need to put your hands in position like this guy. These guys have been successful for a reason. Mm-hmm. Let them go. Let them play. And if we mentioned, if a guy would play 3 years at the big league level and then his fourth year, he needs Tommy John. Okay, how valuable is that for you guys that you had 3 years of letting him go with no restrictions? And if you have to eat 1 year of a Tommy John, so be it. There's no perfect solution for this. Go out, play baseball. Let these guys go. Let them compete. I think on the player side of it, that's where their passion lies.
I was talking to a dad yesterday, and you know, he's ran youth organizations for a long time, and he said that this is starting in the youth organizations. Like, even 9-year-olds, my son's 9, and he's like, you know, there's parents and there's coaches out there teaching kids how to throw curveballs and, you know, the spin and doing different things, and just it's unbelievable.
And they're probably throwing every day.
Every single day. So I think it is also an issue with the younger generation of how they're throwing the ball as well.
Mechanics, I mean, obviously our field, it's the most utilized high school and college field in the tri-state. Like, I got games there nonstop. I have a window right out to our outfield, and I see every team warm up. The amount of kids in high school and college, largely high school, that do not even know how to play catch in a way mechanically that looks good.
Wow.
It is absurd to me. And like you said, that goes down to the youth level. They're so worried about throwing hard, velocity, breaking balls, getting wins at the youth association level. I volunteer my time to help out and try to let them know being good at dominating at 8, 9, 10 means nothing. And you've seen it on the football side. How many guys have been so good, and then when it comes to actually implementing it at the next level, they can't do it. The mechanics, the basics, the understanding, the baseball IQ is such a lost art. And I think you even see it now. I mean, I see people complain about base running and reading balls and pitch sequencing. A lot of this stuff is such a lost art. Like, I'm talking like I'm 60 years old. Those are things that I really put a lot of value in growing up and put a lot of personal pride in, that baseball IQ, understanding what's going to happen before the play even happens, or running bases the right way, getting that extra 90 and really what it does for the team. So the youth level really needs that influx. And needs it the right way.
Let's talk about this event. This is fascinating. I was just thinking, we got to have Tony on just as a baseball analyst. We really should, if you can.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about all this stuff. It's fun.
Scout, I mean, come on.
Yeah, let's
get
go.
The baseball mind.
Let's go. Sixth best player on his sixth grade team.
I was the sixth best player on my sixth grade team.
I saw the swing, so.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, you said I lost a bet, and I did, and it's because I didn't hit a home run at last year's event that we're now going to talk about. It'll be at Wild Things Park, the Cam Hayward Foundation. It'll be the celebrity softball game. What do you got in terms of details, Tony? What do you got in terms of any guests? Or why don't you just take the ball and run with it?
We're going to be announcing it today. So you guys are the first ones to know of this, and your followers will get first opportunity, hopefully. Be on the lookout of our website and social media at noon today.
We'll have our ticket link go out. You can buy your front row seats and pound a beer with Crowley and Dorn and hang out with them and see the guests we're going to have. It's July 13th, Saturday, July 13th. That's usually when we do it right before training camp. Money raising for the Hayward House and Cam's Foundation. Obviously, a super really cool year to do this. Walter Payton Man of the Year, when he got that award, I was I'm a very small part. I'm glad that we're able to share our platform. I sent him a text. I said, hey, I'm glad that you're being recognized for what you've done and the consistency you've done it. As you guys got to know him and interact with him, it is as genuine as can be. It is not a facade. It is not, it's not pulling teeth to have him do stuff. He genuinely cares so much about this area and kids. It's been a perfect fit for us. Raising 50 grand last year for his foundation, benefiting kids here in the area through six or seven different programs that he supports. But the event should be fun. It's always a blast. Tickets are $15. It's cheaper than a ballpark or a stadium beer you're getting anywhere else. So you can sit in the stands there. Half of the ticket proceeds go to Cam's Foundation. It's going to be an action-packed lineup again. I guess I'll tease any of the new Steeler transaction guys that we brought in. They've all been have some conversation with. So that when I mean everybody, I mean everybody has had some type of discussion. So
be nice if you had a sunglasses wearing quarterback. I'm just saying that would be nice.
Could be my first email that I got a response back on. So we'll see. We'll see if we can kind of tie that bow up together and make it happen. And it should be a great event. We got a lot of other announcements coming with it as the format comes together, as guests come together. I'm sure we'll end up doing a tailgate with our guys from the Terrible Tailgate. A whole bunch of fun, raising money for Cam and the foundation. And I'm sure there'll be some more bets on the line and more home runs hit and have a blast. Like I said, I'm glad it's everybody's favorite day of the summer. That's become awesome.
Like, it's crazy that we're in year four, and you know, this is the fourth year we got together, you know, before COVID, then COVID hit and we had to push it down the road. But you know, we're incredibly lucky to have and watch Cam Hayward, who's a potential Hall of Famer on the field, but a Hall of Famer off the field in the community. And we are proud to be a part of helping his foundation and helping kids and, you know, just being a part of his life. I think that we are very fortunate, us in the city of Pittsburgh, to have a guy like that.
No question about it. And your guys' partnership with this is wonderful. And the Wild Things partnership in this is wonderful, giving the venue and a lot of the support. And I know, Tony, how hard you work to put it all together. I can't. Last year was the first year I did it with you guys, and it was so much fun. And I had family, friends attend. They had a blast. You wind up getting autographs with some of the players who were kind enough to do things like that. Kenny Pickett, to his credit, he stayed for a long time and signed a bunch of autographs last year. So can't say enough good things. Saturday, July 13th. Where can you get tickets? When will they be available?
They'll be available at noon. Check our website, WashingtonWildThings.com, and all of our social media platforms. We'll put all the links out there. Definitely the lower level, the front seats will sell out immediately. So be on the lookout for it. Get that prime spot. See Dorn hit another home run or two. And
me not, yeah.
Yeah. Rub it in a little bit. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Great, man.
Appreciate it.
When we come back, Dorn and I have another bet to settle. And it has something to do with the world's number one pop star. We'll get to that coming up next. All right, that's as much of Taylor Swift's new album, I think, that we can legally play here. Or at least that's my understanding of FCC rules and regulations. Mm. She was talking, singing there, in fact, about Travis Kelce. We pulled a minute. 11 references, I think, for Travis Kelce. Which, I don't know, who wins our bet? Because you said there's absolutely going to be Travis Kelce references. And I said there might be references, but I don't think that she's going to mention him by name.
Right.
She didn't mention him by name, but the sheer volume, I think, means you win this thing.
Yeah, maybe slightly. We could call it a tie.
Well, I mean, I thought there'd be a mention here or there. She goes 11 times in 1 minute, T-Swift, and she dropped 2 albums. She ever sleep?
Right. Like, when does she have time to do that?
She tours. She goes to the Super Bowl. She goes to every Travis Kelce game, and she's got time to write and drop 2 albums. It's unbelievable. Congratulations to her.
Yes.
And him. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Last thing for the people today, Dorm. If anybody has held out hope that Jake Guentzel would make a return to Pittsburgh, we can now throw that out the window. This Justin, hot off the presses, handed to us by our web guy. Former Penguin star Jake Guentzel sells his house. And he sells his house to Brian Rust.
End of an era.
So, 2 things. 1, Guentzel ain't coming back, obviously. 2, sounds like Brian Rust feels pretty good that they're not going to ask him to waive the no-move clause. So, bad news in one respect for some people, and good news, I suppose, for Brian Rust fans out there. 7,500 square feet, that house.
Pretty big.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Man.
Doran, this was a wonderful show.
Yes, and Joe's been staring down for about 30 seconds.
He's mad because we've pushed his show start to, like, later than he would like.
Mm.
Joe Starkey up next with Paul Zeiss. We're back next week. It'll be draft week. Heavy, heavy, heavy draft stuff. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high of 68.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.